Morning.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got another great In Focus.
They're always great.
They're always
Brady.
Good. This one's one of the best ones we've ever had on record here on In Focus.
Set the bar high for
the
me.
The bar
today,
is
Brady.
Set high. And that's because we're going to talk some schools.
Ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Ding.
Oh, there's an ad.
Ding, ding,
hold on.
Ding,
we got to wait 3 seconds for
seriously?
This YouTube ad.
Seriously?
Yeah. And here we go.
Okay. Ding.
We got USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade in the studio with us. Hope to have school board member Dave Colburn come in at any time. We'll just open the door for him. He can come right in.
That sounds good to me. We'll get started without him, though.
All right. Well, we got a lot of things going on in education right now, not only locally with the school board meeting tonight, but we'll just start off with just kind of the big thing that everybody's talking about when it comes to education in the state of Kansas, and that's what's going on in Topeka right now, and all sorts of things going on as we're kind of getting towards another big deadline for the legislature on trying to figure some things out. They put some bills in both the House and I believe the Senate, and it's just kind of been a mix and match. Or it just seems like they're kind of spinning their wheels still.
This thing's really picking up steam now, and there's, I mean, we could spend an hour on this, and of course we won't, but
well, I mean, we could. But
there's
we have another guest. Otherwise,
okay.
There's
a lot going on now with, as people probably remember, that there's a deadline from the Kansas Supreme Court that they ruled that the funding formula hasn't been adequate, equitable. The legislature needs to have a remedy to the courts by April 30th of this year. And studies have been done. There's been different figures thrown around about what it would take in order to meet the goals and objectives that have been set out for the schools in Kansas. And this week, there's been the conversations about my recollection is that the school districts that were suing the state for adequate funding were saying it would take approximately $600 million to be able to meet the basic needs. Studies have been done. One that was reported recently, reported a lot, was saying somewhere between like $1.29 and $2 billion to $2 billion in order to meet the needs by 2030. The House had a, you know what, let me back up to what the funding increase would be anyway this
sure.
year. The way it's set up now, the funding increase for schools for this coming year would be an additional $85 million. The House earlier this week put out a proposal for an additional $500 million on top of that $85 million, an additional $500 million over 5 years. And then the Senate now, I believe it was yesterday, came out with a proposal for an additional $250 million. Over 5 years. So the Senate, the House has already approved it and passed it on to the Senate. The Senate, I think they were going to vote, I think it's today, on their proposal for the $250 million. Then they're going to have to get together, figure out what they want to take to the courts by the April 30th deadline. So right now it's looking like it's, you know, $250 million or $500 million increase on top of that $85 million. And that's over a five-year period. So there's, you know, now it's, where, you know, of course the conversation all along has been, where's this money going to come from? It's going to come from taxpayers. How would that play out? How does that affect other entities across the state, whether it's transportation, mental health services, higher ed? So just a lot of players involved in this whole thing.
But like, of course, it would come, like, it's a public entity. All public entities are funded by tax dollars, no matter how you slice it. I think what's really interesting going on right now, it seems like that the Senate right now, and we've been reading a lot of these news stories in our newscast this morning, but the Senate right now seems like their main focus is just getting a constitutional amendment to basically have the courts make it where the courts can't tell them to raise funding or not. That seems to kind of be their focus right now, at least with Senate President Susan Weigel and Jim Denning, the majority leader.
And yes, and that would take quite a vote. I think it's like two-thirds would have
it's
to.
It's not easy,
you know,
to
yeah, there, yeah, there's a lot involved in actually getting that done, but there has been a lot of conversation about diminishing the powers of the courts, that it's the legislature's decision about what's adequate, what's equitable funding for schools, and that the courts don't have the right to a judicial review of the legislature's decision. And that's, so that's what they're looking at, changing in the Constitution.
And as a superintendent of a, you know, one of the bigger school districts in the state, when you hear that that's the focus going on, and almost kind of just getting away from the actual just nuts and bolts funding of it, and they're just trying to get the courts to tell them that they don't have to do anything. Just as a superintendent, what's your thoughts? What's your reaction when you hear that's going on?
Well, one is that, and this is a position the Kansas Association of School Boards has taken, is that, you know, if we're saying we can't meet these need, the efficient and effective, the cost of efficient, effective schools, if we can't meet that, why is it that other states are able to do that? What's really, what's wrong with Kansas? What's wrong with the revenue generation here that keeps us from being able to do what other states are doing? It's you've heard me say this before too. For me, it's you either have to lower the expectations, raise the revenue, or both, in order to accomplish. And with what's been laid out as far as having 95% graduation rate, having 75% of the kids college career ready in math and reading, high bars, but attainable. But it does take time, it does take money, and there's a lot of the other supports that need to be in place in order to be able to do that. I guess we just have to decide, what do we really want to accomplish? And this study that was done recently mentioned how efficient Kansas schools are. We're criticized for not being efficient, but the study looked closely at that and said that Kansas schools are among the most efficient in the country. So it's not just about being leaner. It's about trying, what are the expectations? So this is really going to push that conversation about what are we trying to be, and, you know, do we need to be all things to all people? Do we need to narrow our focus? Is it just reading and math? Some of the expectations for when we talk about the adequacy in the funding and the expectations of the schools, that includes fine arts, that includes extracurricular, that includes teaching, helping students to learn how to cooperate, how to communicate, how to work well with others. All of those things are part of it. If we narrow our focus and just say it's about reading, math, science, and social studies and nothing else, we can lower the cost, but we're not going to have the results that we have had and that we want to continue having. So it's a difficult conversation because you and I are taxpayers too, and I don't like seeing my taxes go up. So I see both sides, but I also know that we're looking at our budget right now. We've been working on our budget. We don't know, once again, we don't know our funding for next year. We've got the needs and wants lists from all of the principals, administrators, everybody else in the district, and it's a significant amount of money that our people say they need in order for us to give the kids who need additional help the additional help, the kids that need counseling support, to give them those supports. So there's unfortunately, there's an awful lot of cost involved in education now, and I wish it was not that way, but it is.
Well, you know what they always say, you get what you pay for, right?
And that's we've got to make sure that we do give people value, that there's got to be a good, strong return on investment in those taxpayer dollars, and we really strive to do that. But at the same time, when we're talking $200 million over 5 years, which isn't going to cut it with the courts, you know, to $500 million over 5 years or $1.29 billion, whatever, that's a lot of money.
No doubt. And another thing that I think that's in, before we go to break here real quick, another thing I find interesting about this idea of Susan Wagle, the Senate president, and really just the Senate overall, looking at maybe changing the Constitution, when the U.S. Supreme Court in 2014 ruled that states couldn't prohibit gay marriage back then, it doesn't take a whole lot of Googling to look at what President Weigel, Senate President Weigel, thought about it then, and she was all about, no, we got a state constitution. We got to abide by the constitution. But now all of a sudden, I guess that the tune has changed. Maybe now she wants to change the constitution.
We all pick and choose our battles,
indeed,
don't we?
Indeed. Let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with USC 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show.